Chris Gibson, of course, your office is with the federal government. You're in the United States Congress. But I wanted to ask you something about the state legislature, and that's the imposition of ethics rules in the state. Congress, in some ways, is even ahead of the state legislature. And so it is our politics, and you may be running, and many people know that you're exploring a run for governor. So I want to ask you, why isn't anything happening? These guys saw Shelley Silver and Dean Skelos convicted. Why can't they move?
We need leadership by example to set the tone and to go first. And when you take a look at last week, a Quinnipiac poll came out. Half of the respondents in New York said they wanted to clean out all of Albany, the legislature, and they held half of these respondents held Cuomo directly responsible for this and believed that he was part of the problem. My experience in the military is when you have something hard that needs to get done, the commander, he or she needs to go first. They need to lead by example. Last time we were together here, we talked about changing the culture in Washington, and you asked me about term limits, and certainly something that I support in legislative form. But I'm not waiting for a change in the law. I'm going first, self-imposing term limits. We need a whole program of reform here in New York State to restore faith in our ability to be self-governing. And to me, those points are, number one is term limits. And if I do go forward, I plan to self-impose term limits as the executive of New York State to say I'll serve not more than two terms, 8 years total. And then I'm going to ask the legislature to send it to me so I can sign it into law to codify it. 15 states now in the country have the term limits. We should be number 16. I think that will also put me in a position to have more influence to work with the legislature on term limits for the legislature. Now, you know, is 8-year term limit for the legislature reasonable and possible? Probably not. But maybe 12 years is something that we can talk about. And I do think it's important when you look at the details of Shelley Silver and Skelos. One of the things that quickly comes to mind is the fact that they accrued so much power over time that members on both sides of the aisle feared these leaders, and they had undue influence in this process. In fact, we all decry, I think most decry, three men in a room. That's the way that we get things done in our state. That's wrong on so many levels. It's clearly wrong on gender, but it's wrong on so many other levels too. And so beyond term limits, I support legislative reform. I do support what the Assembly Republicans brought forward called the Spirit of 76 that would put term limits on leadership positions in the legislature as well, and also bring more transparency and accountability. And if you had a young man or woman serving in the assembly for the first time, first term, and they had an idea that came from their constituents and over half of their colleagues in the legislature supported it in terms of co-sponsorship, they ought to at least get a hearing and a vote. And right now, it's all driven by the leadership. So, you know, term limits, legislative reform. Look, if you abuse this power and are convicted, you shouldn't have a pension. I can't believe we're still talking about that. That needs to get done. And then we say we have campaign finance rules, but candidly, let's be real here. I mean, we have unlimited giving because of the back door of the LLC loophole. That needs to get closed. And then finally, look, we have this illusion that we pick our representatives when too often representatives pick their voters every 10 years through the reapportionment in the redistricting process. That needs to change. We need independent redistricting. So, you know, this is a program that all can get behind, whether you be Democrat, Republican, independent, conservative, working family party. We want a clean government that we have faith in. And this is a big issue. And I'll tell you that, you know, I go forward, this is going to be one of my four big issues.
My hero, Preet Bharara, is going after right now, it appears, doing a major investigation in New York City, where it appears that a whole bunch of policemen have been a little too close to some of the guys with the big money. When I worked in the New York City Police Department way, way, way long time ago, I can tell you that it wasn't any different. You turned over a rock, you got somebody who was had power, and people were attracted to power and were willing to pay for it. So how do you stop that human dimension, whether it be in the legislature, the Congress, or in any other place, or cops from in this capitalistic system taking the money?
Well, I mean, that is a very tough issue. And, you know, because you're really pointing to human nature here.
I am.
That transcends professions and lines of operation and everything else. Look, for myself, this is part of the reason why my wife and I, we gave our pension back. We earned that pension and legally could, of course, accept it. But I didn't think it was right to double dip, to get a very generous paycheck for being a representative in Congress and then also get a paycheck from the American people from my retirement for 29 years of serving in the military.
So, well, when you're done, Chris, let me interrupt. Are you allowed to go back to taking the pension?
Oh, yeah.
Again?
Yeah. You know, once I'm done, because I won't be double dipping then. Yes. But, you know, here's the point. Not only did I think it was important not to double dip in these tough times, but it was also sending a signal far and wide throughout Washington. You can't buy me. I mean, if I'm giving my pension back voluntarily, then don't even try to come near me in terms of trying to buy my influence. So I do think strong leadership does make a difference, that you have be transparent and accountable. And that's part of the issue we're having right now, is the lack of transparency. And look at this budget process in New York, for example, last week. I mean, once again, it's three men in a room. It was very opaque. There were threats made, and the governor said, well, you know, maybe no pay raises if these guys can't get it done on time. But, I mean, look, here's the thing, is they literally had one of the bills wasn't even printed yet. And the other bills, I mean, the pages were still hot coming right off the
It was a disgrace.
It was a disgrace. It really was. I mean, and look, it's widely known, as you point out, after Silver and Scalos, that we should have been bringing forward more transparency, more accountability, and really more meaningful reform, but yet it's not happening.
So how does Cuomo get away with it?
Well, he's just counting on the voters will forget. I mean, this is why it's interesting, this Quinnipiac poll, that half the people think that Albany should be cleaned out and that Cuomo's responsible for it. He's betting that that will fade. And look, here's the other interesting thing. I talk about leadership by example. He says, well, you know, we need more ethics reform so lawmakers shouldn't get outside income. Well, look, these are ideas that I'm willing to look at in great depth and debate. It's just hard to take from a guy who got a $700,000 check as an advance on a book. It's basically do as I say, don't do as I do. That's the way Cuomo leads. And he's just, you know what, I'll tell you, Alan, he's counting on a 2-to-1 Democratic enrollment advantage in New York to bully us and to intimidate us and say, you have to take it. But you know what? We don't have to take it. We really don't. There's nearly 20 million people in this state. It's a good state of great people. I mean, if we want to change the direction of the state, we can.
Chris, how goes the fight for the governorship? I know that you've been interested in it. I also know that your name isn't as prominent as it might be. How do you get your name out there?
Well, thank you. Please go to GibsonForNewYork.com. That's the first thing. Thanks for that opportunity to say that. Again, GibsonForNewYork.com. And, you know, Alan, look, I have this exploratory committee, and we are working really hard. Now, of course, my first responsibility is to finish strong as the best representative I can be. But in the meantime, I don't sleep much, so I'm all over. And, in fact, I try to do as many media interviews as I possibly can. Last week, RNN, which you can view RNN all the way up the Hudson Valley into Montauk. Way out on Eastern Long Island and in the city. So, you know, since I've launched this exploratory committee, we've had over 150 major interviews with TV, radio, and print. And, you know, what we're trying to do is gain as much exposure and name recognition and familiarity with our platform as possible at the same time that we are raising money.
Well, we certainly hope, Chris Gibson, that you don't forget us as you appear on all of these, you know, major networks and other places. Thank you so much for being with us. There's so much more to talk to you about. Let's come back and talk about one more very important thing.
Thank you, Alan. Best wishes to all the listeners out there.